You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
This is Dave Newman from Pint and Jigger and Harry's Hardware Emporium, our new speakeasy concept. And when I'm not busy crafting new cocktails for y'all to try, I'm listening to Sleep Time is Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse.
This is Justin Park at Bar Leather Apron. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morris. This is my friend Chris. His favorite restaurant is?
Cheapies.
This is Brad from the Highbrow Room. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. Come on down and check out the origin of Them Howly Thursdays.
To achieve my goal, bestow the chosen facts so the people will know exact is how we do it. Flow motions run through it, no time for propaganda, so I run right through it. God blessed and in the flesh, I delete all the stress. Sound pro, we keep it locked like a full court press. Profile to hit the plat, spread the word around town. The chosen resurrector of the critical sound. Get down to the words that we say, then convey the message in my lesson. Top notch is my profession, no question. I bless them with the style that I've created, universal, so I can never sound dated. To find my style of composition of quotes, calibrated rhyme stated, rocking two bar notes, solo, flip the track so we can better our position, live and uncut, this is the dope transmission.
Sleep Time's Over, Kavat the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris.
Yes.
Back in the mix, back in the cut, back in the groove, bruh.
New season, bruh.
New season, new reason, new lesions.
They could have a lot of lesions.
Bruh, no lesions, bruh. Stay away from
Hopefully
me.
Not. A lot has happened.
Stay away. There's yes. A lot of, when we take a break.
It's not good.
We take a break. It's like end of the world, apocalyptic things happen.
Everything blow up.
People fighting. Not in the streets. Oh, in the streets, baby.
Well, Hawaii becomes bipolar.
Bruh, it's...
One Saturday, they're happy. One Saturday, piss off.
Everybody dead.
Yep, that's it.
Anyway, Sleep Time's Over, Season 7.
Season 7, yes.
Episode 1.
Is Uno, it?
Kai, what's Ichi?
Yes, dealing with a lot of Opala that's been going on. Plenty of Opala.
What's the name of that season?
Speaking Easy with Mr. Coming Up Later, Dave Newman.
All right.
Dave Thor Newman.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Shout
I forgot
out,
the title.
Shout out.
Yes, David Thor Newman. That's
right,
his middle
right,
name.
Right, right. We have some big announcements to make before we start anything, right?
Correct. That is correct. We have a new sponsor.
A new sponsor.
Someone signed on.
Yes.
Someone decided to join the bandwagon.
The good people, the great people, not at the perpendicular, not at the triangle, not at the octagon.
Nope, no trapezoids here.
No trapezoids, no circles, no diameters, no radiuses here.
Simply square barrels, bro.
90 degrees every side, every angle.
Thank you very much. To our newest sponsor.
Isn't
that something? So now we get tree.
How's that?
Which is appropriate for this show that we have tree sponsors.
Oh, got a tree.
Right? Because, you know, we're local, you know.
Square Barrel's located in, do you know where the address is?
Bishop Square.
Oh, yes.
And to get to Bishop Square, you have to go on Alakea.
Right.
To go into the Bishop Square parking structure. It is not on Bishop Street. There you go.
Beers and burgers.
Beers and burgers. They make their own beer there. They have the Wagyu burger.
Oof.
Which I tried just the other week as part of the recap. Might as well just throw that out there. That is a 5-mic burger, bro. And this is for real.
5-mic burger.
The Wagyu burger.
The last time I ate there was because we did our hip-hop dinner, bro.
Correct, yes.
With one of our sponsors, Earl Kaimuki.
That is correct, yes. So shout out to Thomas.
Yes.
The head Holly in charge.
Yes.
Square Barrels. Hideo, the entrepreneur to the stars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hideo's also a part of that. He's everywhere. He's making moves.
He's everywhere. He's even on the basketball court with his son, bro.
That's right. That's right.
I wonder how they did. I need to ask him how they did.
Well, that's a whole other story because there's all kind of chaos with that too.
Oh, wow.
With kids and...
Oh, bro, yeah, definitely.
Kids and b-ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Square Barrels.
Hey.
How about it, huh? How about this bandwagon?
How about we taking this, you know, to another level?
Go figure, huh? Go figure. Well, look, yeah, let's just get to this because it's going to be a lot of ridiculous ranting and raving.
And I'd like to say one thing before we start anything, bro.
All right, here we go.
Today is the 125th. See, I'm cracking already.
Oh.
Because that's sad.
I don't blame you.
125th anniversary.
Okay.
Of the Hawaiian overthrow, bro. The overthrow of the Kingdom of Hawaii, bro.
Wait, today is the 17th?
Today
it's on the 17th.
Today is the 17th, bro.
Wow.
The Howleys came.
They saw.
They saw.
They conquered.
They lied.
They lied.
They take all the money.
Some got eaten.
Rape the women.
Yes.
Rape the women.
They prune the hedges. Okay, go. Anyway, okay, so what do you want to say?
Let me say what I got to say.
I'm going to shut up.
First of all, a good disclaimer out there. It's because you're howling. That doesn't mean you're guilty. Let's get that right, Hawaiians out there. Because the buggers howling, they weren't there 125 years ago.
Yes.
Maybe their ancestors were.
Maybe.
But it's not their fault, technically. No. So let's leave it like that. So all you howling people can get nuts. You're like, oh, Kevin, bro, you racist. I'm not racist. I'm just saying.
Everybody racist, bro.
125th anniversary. We're not celebrating it. We are mourning it. We want sovereignty.
Okay.
But if you know my take on sovereignty, which I've said about it before, very complicated thing. But anyway, I want to just bring light to that and say all those Howley businessmen, bro, any kind of styles, bro. Waste time, bro.
The Howley businessmen.
Yes.
Currently or back then?
No, back then.
Okay. Well, you kind of say like the Howley businessmen.
Okay, Howley businessmen back
Let me tell you something, Howley businessmen. Okay.
13 businessmen. Look at these names. Let's see them, bro.
We're going to be dealing with a Howley businessman in half an hour right now. What are you talking about? Okay. Yeah, never mind. So, yeah. Let's talk about the Howley businessmen. What's going on?
So they came.
Here we go. Give us a history here. Give us a brief.
Safety committee.
The safety committee?
The committee of safety.
Wow, that's like
the goal of overthrowing the monarchy.
It's the truth commission. Not about that? Okay, so.
Truth commission, bro. What's the name?
That was a wrestling faction.
Funny. Look, they didn't even put the names up on the internet.
The names of the specific.
All these crooks, bro.
Well, the crooks.
You know why, bro? It's somewhere out there.
Correct.
They
fight them. They screening all the internet. They're going to eliminate those names. Yeah, they're not going to show.
Illuminati,
dude, they're everywhere, bro.
I just want to say, Rod, you know, that happened in the past.
Yes.
And go look at the past episodes of my thoughts on sovereignty.
Okay.
But I just wanted to give a little light of that. Today is the day. 125.
Today is the day. Okay. And as a Hawaiian.
Yeah.
When this, how does this feel to you? Do you have any type of feeling toward that after all this time? Do you look at this with any type of... It's a different emotion than somebody else.
You know what's funny is that when we grew up, we didn't really taught. You ever notice? Nobody was taught
this. We were not taught this, no.
Like, even if you're not even Hawaiian. In the regular schools, maybe they might gloss over it.
Yeah.
But we learned about it because I went to a Hawaiian school.
Yes.
Right? So, we learned about it there, but it wasn't until the 100th anniversary, 25 years ago, where it really kind of kicked in.
Right.
It was like 1993, I think it was.
That was a big deal.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Because I went down to the, you know, to the palace, you know, did the march. Right. It's pretty nuts. Like, just feeling like the energy, but like, you know, the sorrow.
Right.
To an extent, you know?
Of course.
Because the queen was locked up in the thing. She's locked up in her own palace.
Yes.
Like, come on now. And overthrown from people. I would have totally get it if it was maybe like, you know, Hawaiians versus Hawaiians. Right?
Right.
Like, to me, it makes more sense because, you know, King Kamehameha, he basically killed all the other buggers on the islands.
Right.
To unite the islands. Right? It makes sense, right? Happens in every tribe and every ethnicity. That's what happens, bro. You scrap, gotta be the king.
Right.
It's different, you know?
Right.
13 Howley dudes came over with businesses, steal, rape, drink, every kind.
Yes.
All the sandalwood, all the coal.
Prune the hedges.
Yep. Prune the hedges, bro. Charge us for the internet. All that stuff.
Make us buy Bitcoin, all that kind.
Ethereum. And that's what gets me is the fact that a foreigner came in and did it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So 25 years ago, it kind of hit me hard. And what am I doing about it? I mean, that's a rough one, bro. You ask any Hawaiian. There's a lot of Hawaiians that are going for it, like still educating it, still, you know, doing things in the community. But like I said, my stance on it, I'm trying to be a successful Hawaiian. You know, do it the right way, right?
Yes.
Growing businesses.
Yes.
Right? And teaching my kids, you know what I mean?
Right.
To be good citizens. That's the way I feel my role is in the Hawaiian community. Now, I want to own property.
Right.
I want to gain wealth.
Right.
Then I want to give it back.
Okay.
That's kind of what I feel like.
That's, you know, the American way.
That's taking my route, like...
A Hawaiian in the American way.
That's kind of what I feel my role is on the real, like... I wish I could be out in the low. I wish I could be out, you know what I mean, the countryside, like farming. But like I said, you know, that's kind of like.
Okay. So I pose these questions to you. I have a two-parter. Two-parter for you. Okay. After all this time and all this talk of trying to create the sovereign nation again, why hasn't there ever been any type of strong direction or focus That's my part one.
Okay.
And part two would be, who do you think in your mind is a top, strong, credible Hawaiian right now?
That could lead it.
That could lead it. Who do you see if this name was mentioned, but you know what, this guy or girl, woman, strong, and has a good head on her shoulders, you know what, he or she should take over this thing. But first of all, the first question, why has there never been any strong pull to get this figured out, to get this seriously figured out?
From my knowledge, what I know of is there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. They all have the recipe for sovereignty.
Okay.
And that's what's happening right now. It's the clash. Plus, the United States is not going to give us pure sovereignty. That's not going to happen. No. So, right. So, there's some guys who want radical sovereignty.
Right.
F America, F United States.
Right.
We're not this, we're not that. Cut us off, right?
Yes.
Which is, shoot, dude, that's not reasonable.
No.
I mean.
Be laughed at.
Fight me on that, but... Golanai, there you go. Nick Young.
Well, you got to play the game with anything, and they're not playing the game. They're either going radical.
It's a global game now. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a strategical global chess game.
Right.
So, like, that's basically the reason why there's no sovereignty. One is because the United States will never really grant it.
Okay.
Really, 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 really grant it.
Okay.
Two, we have too many people that says what, too many groups and factions that have their own idea what sovereignty is, and they can never come to agreements. Hawaiians. That's why, like I said, King Kamehameha back in the day. Oh, I own the land. Oh, you own the land. Scrap.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
Yeah.
Unite the islands, right? That's
okay.
Kind of what it's happening now, where it's all the Hawaiians, different factions. This is how sovereignty should be. Radicals. There's like people that are real passive.
So two extremes. There's no coming in the middle.
Extremes and everything in the middle. Like, so there's maybe like, you know, I'm sure you can find like a dozen theories on what sovereignty should be. There's no one agreement where it's like, this is what we should stand on.
You know, the funny thing about that, what you just said, is how no one can come to an agreement and everybody, there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
When we talk about Hawaii, when we talk about Hawaii people, we always talk about how we need to be humble and it's good to be humble people and good to not have an ego and not be like the stereotype Haoles who have this ego. We should be local people. We should be more humble. But how ironic, you have all these cooks in the kitchen with their ego screwing up the whole process to not proceed further. Look at Oha.
Oh, bro.
All jam up, bro. Ego.
Give me the money, bro.
Exactly.
I thought of some things, bro, but Oha.
Get millions of things, and it's just, there's no organization.
Thought of that.
Egos.
They granted a small amount of loans to Hawaiians in the year I tried to get a loan. Inside
really?
Sources, I don't know if you can say that.
Right.
But through my friend's friend, he said that year.
Right.
So this individual only granted so many loans.
Right.
And I'm talking like in the single digits almost.
Really?
Yes. Like from a credible source. The year I applied, let's just say anything under a dozen, got approved.
Yeah.
There's millions of dollars in this dang whatever.
Right.
And only like, let's say, a dozen people got approved for a loan.
Well, you know what they're doing. They're just trying to justify, well, we're giving some money out to some people.
Exactly.
We're doing something. But then not really.
And they probably say like, oh, as long as you grant one, then maybe they get a kickback or a bonus. Or
right. And then all the rest of the money go to the princess.
Yeah.
Which I don't even want to further discuss.
Anyway, so that's the thing is, just choke thing. What happened to that Koi Noa thing?
Yeah.
Sign up, buy your Hawaiian. I never sign up, bro. I'm one of those Hawaiians. I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
It, to me, it's just like a...
How that came and went, huh?
Bro, they just try to find out who you are. That's it.
That's all it is. It's a census.
It's a census, bro. Okay, these are the guys that signed up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to put my name on there. Why? It's almost like owning a gun in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
A gun anywhere. Once you sign up for a legit gun, then you're marked.
Correct.
So if martial law was to happen, what would they do? They're going to knock on every door that's on the list of guns and come to your house, barge in there, give me your gun.
They're going to talk to you for a bit.
I don't have an illegal gun, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're going to
talk right.
to
you. Right.
It's kind of like, that's what I thought Koi Noa was. Like, put your name down. Now the government knows, okay, this is the Hawaiian.
Right.
Well, maybe they might give you... Like, you know, a certain medicine, or maybe they might do something to your family.
It's shady.
To kill the Hawaiians. I don't know. That's just some crazy
right.
theory I thought of instantly when I seen it. So I said, I'm not going to sign them.
It was shady.
You know what you're signing it for? A free shirt.
Correct.
You signing your free shirt.
Yep.
How petty us Hawaiians are, bro.
Like, join. We give you a shirt.
Oh, for real? A shirt?
They're going to entice you with a shirt.
Are you serious?
Ridiculous.
No. You don't give me a free shirt. You need 50 grand to start my business.
You see?
Sign your paper.
You see?
Okay, so that's my answer for your first one.
What an opening. Okay.
Second
question, yes.
I don't know who.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still contemplating on running for Oahu.
That is correct, yes.
Kevin the Catalyst, vote for me.
Well, you got to remember, it's all based off last name. And your last name doesn't start with an A.
Well, I'll definitely put my middle name Catalyst.
You don't, it doesn't start with an A.
No.
Look at all the guys, though. They all pick the A's.
Oh, yeah.
The A last names. They start with the letter A.
If you look at my name, I don't know if I'd put my Hawaiian name. I'll put Kevin the Catalyst. So okay. People see it like, oh, what is that?
Possibly.
I think I could win the under 44.
Would you want to work under them, though?
No, bro. Look at those jokers.
So you say you get in. What will happen then?
Bro, I don't know. I don't know if I
You did... don't know. That's going to no, be crazy, no, no, no. Bro.
I mean, if I got in, that'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. But if I did get in, I'd go to work.
Okay.
I'll be serious about it.
But you have to work with these people.
Bruh, you see them on the news, bruh.
They're out of their mind.
Bruh, it looks like one of those cartoons in the newspaper of all the kind, like the sharks or dogs sitting on the poker table.
That's what they're doing probably right now. They play Mahjong or something right now. You want to go play Mahjong with them?
Yeah,
be my guest, bruh. I don't know if that... I would say you get the loan. Don't join
Oahu. No, I mean, I just say, you know, I look at it like...
You could do it as a joke.
It's fat, cats, bruh.
Mm.
Fat cats, bruh.
Bigger fish, yes.
But I look at the one trustee, right? And banged the guy's car.
Yep.
She didn't like pay.
Yep. And she told him, I gotta go. That's, why are you gonna say that to the guy?
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
it. It's changed, bruh.
It's all this.
I'm the most Akamai Hawaiian, as in like for policies.
Right.
And that kind of stuff. But I think my common sense and my street knowledge added to this. You know what I mean? If we could partner up with some like super smart Hawaiian lawyer that's okay. Young like us, and me and him, bro, we take it over, bro. Batman and Robin.
What a way to start this show. But what I'm curious is, why isn't there like a young professional Hawaiians thing? Like the young professionals. Whenever you see young professional mixers,
the young Kanakas.
You always see a bunch of Asians walking around, work for the bank. Are there any Hawaiians under 30 that have prominent business corporate positions, be it bank, what lawyer, what have you?
That's a great.
Where are they?
That's a great answer.
Where is an under 30 guy in a profession standpoint? If we could have stats on that.
A native Hawaiian.
Native Hawaiian or half maybe.
Right, yeah, native Hawaiian.
Or half or yeah.
Under 30.
What's the percentage of jobs that these guys have? Positions of power, corporate positions, right. What have you? How many people are in management?
Right. Upper management.
Correct. Right. Where is that? And then that's where you could kind of see and you could put those guys together. And then there is your young professionals and there's your future. Why is that? It's kind of like the African-American population where you don't see that. They need to be pushing that more. You never see that on TV. You don't see that in the media.
Yeah,
we see the young professionals. See the young successful guys. Not that stereotypical, just he's a rapper.
And the thing is, what we have here is different from African-Americans, right?
Yeah.
Like we're in Hawaii.
This is a native land.
This is the native land.
Right.
For African Americans, Africa is like the native land, right?
But yeah, they were brought over it.
Yeah, so it's like African Americans are in like Louisiana or Alaska or New Hampshire. So it's kind of rough for them to fight on lands that's not even theirs.
Right.
But we have a different scenario where this is our land. So yeah, I mean, you're right. If there was like a group of young Kanakas that got together and did something, I don't know, but...
I don't know, that's what I see as a non-Hawaiian. I don't see that in a positive light in the media or on television, what have you, of positive Hawaiian influence. You either see the Hawaiian musician or you're
the Hawaiian
athlete.
Arrested.
Or the Hawaiian arrested.
Or the hungry Hawaiian.
Or you got that guy, which is, I think, a prominent guy as well. But that's... As an outsider looking in.
I am claiming today me and the hungry Hawaiian are running for office.
Wow, we're going to meet him.
Vote in 2020. Kevin the Catalyst, hungry Hawaiian.
Oh. KTC, HHH. Oh, Triple H, bruh. Not Hunter Hearst Helmsley, bruh. Okay.
But anyway, so I don't know.
All right, well, there you have it.
I don't know the Hawaiian community that well to say this guy or this female or this group can lead us to sovereignty.
Okay, that's it then.
And like I said... In my nutshell, I don't think we can have sovereignty because, bro, look at this. If we were by ourselves, if we were without K, now we can transition to the next topic, right, of almost dying this weekend. If we were by ourselves as an independent, right, nation, right?
Correct.
Bro, Korea would have took us over already.
Well, yeah. Other countries would be coming.
Other countries would be coming for us.
Of course.
Right? And can we amass in a militia, us?
Right.
No, technically not. You know,
well, we just become another territory like Guam.
Yeah.
Or American Samoa.
So that's what I mean. Like, I think we need to work with the United States, right?
Well, yes, but as we segue,
yeah,
we're not really the brightest of states, are we?
Wow, we showed we're not the smartest of states, cuz.
Why everybody piss off, but they think of us as a laughing stock.
So where were you on the just kidding day, bro?
Okay, let's go with this. It was Saturday morning, as we all know, 8:07, not 8:08, as some people wanted to think it and be like some conspiracy thing. It's not 8:08. I was working, 6 a.m. As I mentioned in the last show, I'm outed.
Yeah, so bro.
I was doing my personal training, doing my fitness, bro. I meet the guy, meet him 6 a.m.
Call me on a cell phone.
So then from there, I had a break from 7 to 9. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going back home. So I was at home when this happened. Everybody was home. Wife was home. Everybody, the cats, the dogs, the rabbit, turtle, everybody's home. And then I'm on the phone. No, that'd be fun. Looking at the phone, I see the text message coming in.
All right.
So I see this. Bro. And the whenever I see something like that, the first thing I want to do is I just want to find as much information about it. Right. I'm not going to panic. So as soon as I saw that, my gut feeling was, this better not be a bad joke.
Yeah.
So I went immediately to Twitter. But immediately online. Nothing. Right, right, nothing. Right. Nothing.
Same,
nothing.
Same.
Why isn't anyone posting anything? So then I go on the next thing I go up, I go to the wife. I say, you got this text message or what? What are you talking about? I show her the phone. No, I never get them. How can you not get it? And she went back to brushing her teeth because she don't give a rip.
Hey,
she
could, you gotta smell with your teeth.
She could give a damn.
In that world.
She could give a damn.
Should have whites up early.
Back to Candy Crush you go. So I'm like, okay, well, she never gets up. I don't know what's going on. There's no siren. So I'm like, this is very bizarre. I turn on the TV.
Right,
college basketball.
Yep,
CNN. They don't could care less.
Nothing.
Then I'm okay, AM radio. Let's go. FM radio. Yep. KSSK.
Nope.
Perry and Price rerun.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Exactly.
So I'm like, oh, this is so bizarre.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm just like, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
Finally, we see the crawl on the news. We see the crawl, and then the message comes on TV, the recorded message, da-da-da-da-da. You have 30 minutes to take shelter, the impending in 15 minutes, whatever. I'm like, this cannot be, something's not right.
Right.
And then I'm thinking Korea. Why would Korea do this strategically? You have the Winter Olympics
right. Next
month.
See, that's an angle I've never heard. So you told me that. And I was like,
They're trying to talk to South Korea right now.
Right.
Winter Olympics is next month. Why in the world would they send a missile to anyone right now?
Right.
It just doesn't make sense because Kim Jong is not stupid.
Right.
He's crazy. So that, on top of that, was like, there's too many weird things going on that just doesn't make sense. So, and then I go to the source. I go, well, KITV was the first to cut in, I got to say, before I get to the source here.
Okay.
KITV, first news group to come in. Of all the news, the crappiest news on the TV, on the air, KITV goes on the air.
Bro.
They had no anchors. They put on the accountant, the janitor, the butcher, the baker, candlestick maker.
If Wando was working, he would have been on the air, bro.
So speaking of Wando, I see the KITV. I go and I text Mr. Rick Blangiotti.
Hey.
I said, Rick, what's going on with KITV, bro? They're cutting in. Where are you guys? He comes immediately. We're going on here in 2 minutes. Click. I'm like, all right, bro. You better bring it, bro. As soon as he does that, Jimmy V. Not Jimmy V.
Bobby,
rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace.
Bobby V, bro. No. Rest in peace.
Sure.
What? Villanueva. What is that guy? Billy V.
Billy V.
How can I forget Billy V? Okay, Billy V's on the air.
They're trying to take his job. Come on.
They're trying to throw him on the air. He comes on the air. Okay, fine.
Hamels of it. Hamels.
He looked kind of like he just woke up.
Oh, no.
And then they're all saying false alarm, da 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 da. Well, even before that, I forgot. My wife's dad texts my wife saying it's false. So my first thing is, how does he know?
Right.
So he called 911. And the 911 immediately just told him, yeah, it's false. So if you were to call 911, I'm sure they got a bunch of calls. So the police knew like minutes before. They just couldn't get the message out. That was the story, right? So there was that, the crawl. They blew it. Bottom line, they blew it.
Were you panicking at all?
No, because I was just searching for info.
Yeah,
throughout this entire time, I'm just searching for info just because I just couldn't put two and two together. It just doesn't make sense. I thought it was just a bad prank.
Right.
Like we got hacked. And because it just didn't make sense for them to fire a missile.
Exactly.
Like if we're doing this show right now, we get the message right now, Korea fires a missile. It still would not make sense.
Yeah.
You know? And then plus the actuality of it actually hitting us because you can't specifically hit a target with that kind of a missile.
Right.
It's a general target.
Right.
It could go in the water. It could hit Maui.
Yeah.
Hilo. And then what? You know, so there was a lot of mystery to this, which led to a lot of panic, which I don't blame people.
Yeah.
But there you have it. I'm curious to know where you were. What were you doing?
I was at home, bro.
Okay, same situation.
Right, look at the phone. I see him. Like, what is this?
Right.
Well, to me, okay, one thing I know for a fact.
Yep.
Nuclear missile.
Yeah.
Bruh, there's nothing you can do.
Correct.
So what are you guys panicking for?
You stay where you are.
Stay where you are. Find your family. Okay, that's the panic I can understand. Is if, like, you drop your kids off at the regatta or whatever.
The regatta.
To the mall. Right, you went to the mall to go shop at Jeans Warehouse.
Good. Right? Sale, 2 for $20, man.
You go to
Charlotte Russe.
Go to Whole Foods to go buy a new kombucha, whatever.
That's right.
Any kind. That kind of stuff. You know, if your family is split apart.
Yes.
That's, I understand. Even if it was a false alarm, that's a panic. I totally understand that panic, right?
Yes.
Because if I drop my kids off at school, it was right now. Drop my kids off at school.
Right.
My wife is out on the west side.
Right.
I'm here in town.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to panic a little bit. I got to get home.
Right, of course.
That'll be my panic. But besides that, we can't do nothing.
Correct.
Nuclear bomb drops on the North Shore.
Correct.
And we're in town. Guess what, bro? We all dead.
Exactly.
I think it's going to decimate the whole island.
It will.
So, in that sense, everybody, you hiding in a sewer?
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles not going to help you.
No, they're not going to help. No one helping no one.
The thing is, that was pretty, like, I got to hand it. At least the dad was doing what he had to do.
Throw him in the sewer.
Throw him in the sewer, bro. Splinter's down there. He might get mutated, bro.
Right.
Right?
Become Splinter.
Become Splinter. Come back and then avenge us all.
Toxic Avenger, bro.
So, I'm just saying, that's awesome because at least the bugger was tanky to some extent.
He was hurrying.
Protective, you know?
He was on Howley, too, which shows.
I didn't see the video. I just mean, he's been telling me.
Plus to the Howleys on this one because Howleys, they move quickly. Yeah. They think quickly. The Asian guys, local guys, they don't like, so what? What you like to do?
It's real or what?
We're going to go real what? Which I can see be calm, but you really, when it comes like this, you gotta make some decision.
Yeah.
You got to make some type of decision. Either you stay, you go, figure something out.
And then we talked about it as somebody trying to get Uber to the airport.
Okay, then you get dummies. Yeah. Okay. Then you get this one idiot. I don't know if you guys heard this on the news. Okay, this one idiot. He's at Waikiki. This one tourist, of course. He goes and checks out of his hotel, catches an Uber, to think he can go and catch a plane and fly out of here in the span of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Brother, you're going to be dead on the freeway. DOA, bro. You dummy. What? How? The plane will be waiting for you. Okay, come on in. Let's go. Come on, we're ready. Okay, shut up, you stupid.
Well, hurry up already.
This idiot.
Oh, we're waiting for you, Mr. Jones.
Exactly.
Jump on.
Jump on in. We got room for you. They're not going to let any planes take off for the first place anyway. So,
yeah.
So that was the dumbest one I heard.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
So with that said, with people doing weird stuff, so I was going to ask you this. With the span of it, it took 40 minutes of this to all transpire.
Crazy. That's a long time.
Long time. You can do a lot in 40 minutes.
Death, yeah.
Right. So speaking of 40 minutes.
Okay.
How many people you think confessed to something?
Yeah, good question, bro.
I mean, do you think everybody was like, I know, I love you, I miss you, da-da-da. Or you think someone went the other way and was like, you know what? I never loved you, bruh.
Oh, bruh.
In 20 years, bruh, let me tell you, I was gay the whole time, bruh. You think someone went the other route?
I got another wife,
right?
Five kids in Utah.
Right?
And I'm going to catch the plane right now.
Exactly. Or one of the Micronesians at 7-Eleven. You know, I never like you. I never like working with you. You was a bad boss. I never like you. And then false alarm. Oh, I get my job. Do you think maybe that happened?
I'm sure it happened.
It could have.
Well, you know what's good? When you told me that earlier about that regretful, like, you know, regret thing.
Yes.
I'm stoked because I never thought about that when I was looking for the facts.
Yes.
I never thought like, oh, I'm hiding something from my wife.
Right.
Or I'm living a lie.
Right.
So when you told me that perspective, I was like, hey, I'm pretty good then. Like, you know?
Right.
Because when you said that, I was like, well, did I think of that? I was like, no, I was thinking about, I need more information.
That's correct.
That was the only thing I was thinking about.
Because we weren't buying in.
Yeah. Because other people probably was thinking, oh my God, dude.
Yes.
We're going to die.
Correct.
I need to tell my wife the truth.
Correct.
Right?
That had to have happened somewhere.
God, I never tell that girl that I work with I love her.
Or have sex with her.
Yeah.
Have sex with her right then.
Hey, you know what? We're going to die, so might as well you, me, jam, any guy.
You think anyone had sex within the span of 40 minutes? So it was like, in that span of time, made the deal, made the negotiation, pound them.
Boom, pound them, nuclear bomb, drop.
And then, that's it, drop them.
What if they're in jam? Boom, inside, boom, nuclear bomb and drop. Boom. The thing went off. The false alarm, bro. Oh, my God.
So you like still be friends with
Gang. So he's doing work here.
Yeah. Can call you after what? Like on Mai Tais. I want to hear stories like that. There's got to be somewhere. Because a guy, unfortunately, had a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's sad.
And he was confessing, kind of. Maybe he was saying, I love you and da-da-da, but then he had a heart attack in that span.
That guy, I think people that, you know, under real people, let's keep it real, bro. This is a good check for all of us.
Correct.
Maybe life right.
That's all
not
it is.
That we're perfect in any way.
Oh, no.
No ways.
Gosh.
But I'm just saying, like, if you went into this with, you know, 20 minutes after we get that thing.
Yeah.
And you're thinking of all the regretful things you did.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to change your life.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And live it up more.
Yeah.
Live it honestly.
Just live every day to the fullest. Yeah. That's really all you can do. As cliche as that sounds. That's
all you can do. Dude, that'd be pretty awesome, right? If you was like a young dude and like the hot chick in the office or whatever. Be like, bro.
I mean.
Hey, bro. Let me just chance him right. Go, bro. Hey, so what? We're gonna die, yeah? So what? Can what?
That had to have happened somewhere. Somewhere. Hey, you
know good? We can benefit off of that. Now she knows your feelings, bro.
Yep. Yeah. And then that's it.
So the thing, oh, it's false alarm. And you'd be like, so what?
Exactly. Right? Everybody will now get the liquid courage, which will now turn into the missile courage.
Missile courage.
And everybody gets confidence. People gaining confidence.
Bro, I get missile courage, cuz.
Missile courage. I just going to tell you right now, bro, I love you. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, I always wanted to forbone you, bro. You know, I'm not going to say this now because you're shy, but you know what? I want to put inside you. And then false alarm, and then you guys on one date, maybe, or she filed TRO. Either or something happened, but at least you try. At least you try.
Next thing you know, you'll file sexual harassment.
There you go. That's going to happen.
By the way, Kevin, bro, you know, on a kind, see me on floor 7, say so you harassed her during a scare. Of
during died. The scare, yeah.
But because it's during a nuclear panic,
exception.
I'm going to wipe them off.
Yeah.
Don't worry, bro. I'll go back because you're hot too. I'll check out a little bit too, eh? Sucking boss.
That's right, bro.
Well, you know, bro. You never said something to see me on the third floor. I think I would have too.
Hey?
Aren't you married, boss? Yeah, but you know, you only live once.
Yeah, we're gonna die, but
we're gonna die.
No need, bro.
She's on the mainland anyway. She's safe.
We should all go in the office right now. Everybody just put inside one time in the office. Whoa. Jam all inside. Wow. Everybody, ready, set, go. There's gotta be somewhere on this island where somebody thought Mike. That. We cannot be the only Yahoo's thinking this.
But we're married. We weren't even thinking about that.
Well, we were at home. We were in a public setting to even see this unfold with public people. People were probably just running. But we were at home.
I'll go next to Truist, break in, put on most expensive shoes, run around the block with them, so I think it all bust, throw them back on the shelf.
Wow, huh?
You're like, hey, John, I gotta admit, bro, I did that to your shoes.
Bro. John, you saw those shoes.
I'll boss up now, bro. I try to sell it now. It's a false alarm. Oh, damn. My bad, bro.
See? John gonna tell you false crack medevac, bro. Okay, and that's crack. It.
Not even. You'd be too busy jamming any kind.
That's right. John, I think jamming. We should have a survey. Would you jam? Yes or no? You have 40 minutes. Which means for 35 minutes, you're gonna be guys gonna be doing nothing. Gonna be done in 5 minutes.
Bro, if I was a single dude, okay? And like, you know what I mean? This is like the last waiting moments on earth. I think I might chance.
It comes down to if you have the balls to do so.
Yeah, like.
To ask
like
and then
the
go from there.
Chick, bro. Like on the real.
Well, in the vicinity of where you are.
Right. Be like, so what? I mean.
Right.
So what? Can. No. Okay, next. Hey, so what? You what?
I mean, as outlandish as this sounds, we're making fun of something that was very serious. This is the real. This is the real. Okay? People have interesting thoughts throughout interesting things. You never thought of like somebody confessing?
I just thought about because I have kids, you know?
Of course.
So I was thinking, oh my, and then my wife is like saying, oh, what are we going to do? And I was like, nothing we can really
do. Nothing we can do. Right. I was thinking the same way. I was looking up stuff. That was far from my mind.
Yeah.
But as we look back at this now, as we're still alive.
Every reflect, it's like, it's funny because it's thinking, someone was thinking.
What kind of things could have transpired?
Yeah.
So you have guys trying to take an Uber to the airport. You got guys throwing kids in the sewer. You got people running into Planet Fitness. Yeah. You got people getting kicked out of 24-hour fitness.
Walmart rejecting people.
Walmart rejecting people. Stuff went down.
Walmart would be a good place to go, though.
Yeah. Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco.
Straight to the outdoor aisle, bro.
Correct.
Grab all the knives, all the bow and arrows, all the weapons, bro.
Well, that's right. They got weapons at Walmart.
So I'd grab all that because no one can get them.
Yeah.
And after that, I go to Ottawa and go, hey, you guys, bargain trade now, bro. Who's the king of the hill?
You gonna do that all in the span of 40 minutes?
Yeah, bro. Straight to the.
You gonna jam him, bro?
I'll get into Walmart. I'll go straight to the outdoor section.
Bro, you gonna injure your Achilles again, bro? You do that.
I'll have to live there.
Exactly.
I'll get a cart, showing all the knives, all the guns, all the airsoft guns, pull all that in a couple carts, get a posse of mules with me.
In 40 minutes. Grand Capone, get the golf cart. Let's go. Put me in the cart.
And then I'll do that.
All right.
Then I'll be like, okay, now I run this roost now.
All
right. Right? I'll be Negan part two.
In the span of 40 minutes.
Anyway.
You're doing a lot. That's what a Hawaiian should be doing to get back.
That's what we do. And hey,
that's what a Hawaiian should be doing.
Take back the land in 40 minutes.
Wow. That could be a show of some sort. Like, take back the land in 40 minutes.
Yeah, we're kind of good, yeah.
Jeez. Take back the land in a while. Okay. Interesting. We got to take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
This is out of control, bro.
Okay, anyway. Sleep time. I can't even say this.
This is the show.
Sleep time's over. Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Shout out to Square Barrels, our brand new sponsor.
Square Barrels. Shout out to Earl Kai McKee. Shout out to Pro Camera Hawaii. And, we'll be back. We're going to be back. Dave Thor Newman's coming.
Yeah.
Got to give you guys season a brief history on him. Yes.
Episode 1.
This is it. Speaking Easy with David Thor Newman.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
This is Sin from Square Barrels, home of the Dad Bod Burger. Stop by for Hawaii's best burger and pair it with our double IPA, My Korean Mother-in-Law. Saranghae!
Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Another level. And that what you're doing is that...
Yeah, I'm lounging. I got my man Donald Burns on the horn. I want to give a big shout out to my little man Nico. He's 2 years old. He's away visiting his grandma's, but I miss him dearly. Check it out. If I rhyme this, you will find this situation shall advance. You could take a glance or dance. Elevated lyrics to arouse a crowd. Now tell me who's the man to show you how. Many legacies of brothers who get busy. And I do it fluid till the suckers get dizzy. Saying peace to the Blackbirds, 125th Street. And check the flow that's unique for lounging. Mellow out.
Three times over, Kevin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris.
Well, all right.
Season 7.
This is season 7.
Episode 1.
The premiere.
One.
Episode 1.
One.
Episode 1, though.
Episode one, though,
which means...
It's episode 69, really.
Up the butt.
People are like, what are you guys talking about?
See, if you follow a man by the name of DJ Liger Woods on Instagram, is what the kids call it, you will know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's just a funny guy. He makes his own languages up.
He makes a lot of languages up. He makes a lot of stuff up,
bro. Just like they pick it up and they like it and any kind of stuff.
All up the butt. So that said, coming up later, special guest. Yeah. We're Speaking Easy.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about Harry's Hardware Emporium. That's a speakeasy bar next to this place called Pint and Jigger.
Oh, wow. New place.
New place.
New place, bro.
The owner of both, David Thor Newman.
No.
Yes. Dave Newman.
Is Thor's middle name?
Yes. Oh. Yes. So... little backstory on this guy, we can to build up the presence of this guy coming.
Right.
He came here from the mainland. He was the manager at Nobu Waikiki.
Oh, okay.
He was the bar manager at Nobu Waikiki. That was the place that started it all for my adult beverage tours.
Yes.
Yes. Because we went there as a Japanese restaurant, as you know.
Right.
And it had all of these different cocktails that were not of the typical in a Japanese restaurant. So that is where we were like, wow, interesting. They have all these different stuff, like different, like a margarita, a different whiskey drinks, all these different things, these cocktails.
The dude that created that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I have to say, I credit the cocktail scene for myself because of this man. This was back years ago. This is like 2011.
Did you drink when we used to DJ?
No, not really. People would buy us shots and things, and that'd be it.
No.
But this whole craft cocktail thing...
All right.
That started, I'm going to say 2011 for me.
There it is,
it was because of this guy. And he then created Pint and Jigger. He then moved to start Pint and Jigger with Hideo.
Hey.
Hideo, the entrepreneur.
Right.
And then this other guy we haven't mentioned, Darren Ogino.
Shout out to Darren.
Kaimaki's own, Darren Ogino.
Hey, Kaimaki, bro. So, Kaimaki Explorers.
And then he owns the place called The Village, which is in Kaka'ako in the Salt area.
Okay. Wow.
So these guys all branching out.
Web of entrepreneurs right there.
Right. So a lot of guys credit. Well, a lot of guys go back to crediting Dave Newman with starting and building the cocktail scene with Pint and Jigger, and it's moved on. All of his disciples have moved on to different places, and that is why this guy is the guy.
He's like a football coach then.
Yes.
And then all the assistants get hired somewhere else.
He's the Cowley.
He's the Cowley
of Hawaii.
He's the
cocktailing.
Belichick.
He is the Belichick.
Huh?
That's good. He is the Belichick of the Hawaii craft cocktail scene.
Or he is, what's his name for Alabama?
Saban.
Saban, right?
Yes. Correct.
So technically nobody, none of Saban's disciples have beaten Saban.
Correct.
So is that saying that Mr. Newman, none of his disciples has out-restaurateured him?
Wow, that's a
like that
question,
hey,
huh?
It's a new season, bro.
That's a question, bro. I think everybody, like, they respect him.
Right.
So much that there is even a Instagram account dedicated to him called Craft Cocktails 808, which is basically the Do You Know Dave Instagram.
Wow.
Which was created by someone. I don't know who it could be.
He didn't make it.
Yes, he did not make it.
Wow.
Backstory to this. I'll bring it up when we talk to him. Okay. He's gonna give me crap for it, but
okay.
That's coming up later. So let's go with.
All right. Let's keep this on going. We'll take
sports, bro.
This time, everybody wants to know what's the deals.
Okay, well.
Everybody wants to know what is going on with your team. Not mine, your team. Oh, man, we need to videotape this.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't do my surprise, bro.
You have a surprise. Yes, oh, that's
can
right.
Can you throw on the video right now?
Okay, we're turning it on.
Okay, guys.
Oh,
this
no.
is something that, you know, I have a surprise for DJ Zach Morris. As he turns on this camera, okay? He needs to turn on the camera. Turn it on, bro. Okay. If you're watching now, it's Sleep Time's Over, Season 7, Episode 1. What is it called again?
Tough. Speaking Easy with David
Speaking
Newman.
Easy with Dave Newman. Okay. You look towards that way. You talk your talk, bro. About the Titans. I'll be right back.
Oh, I'm going to just go on. Talk.
Go.
Okay, here we go. So.
Talk it out.
I'm sure everyone in Hawaii is on pins and needles wondering my thoughts on the... Because we've been out for, it seems like forever, but the weekend that we took the break, the Titans played the Chiefs. Titans came back from 21-3 down. They beat the Chiefs. I go on the IG. I'm all stressed, tired, happy,
hey,
kind
bro,
of.
I'm ready, bro.
Oh, okay, well, that was...
Here we go.
Oh, that was... Does it? Okay.
This is a gift from me to you, bro.
Huh?
From me to you.
Really?
Here we go, everybody. What? There it is.
What is that?
The Tennessee Titan Huddler. Oh, don't mind the price.
Wait. Oh, well, how much this one cost? What?
It's for you, bro.
What is the Huddler?
Don't worry about it, bro. We'll tell you later.
This looks scary,
look
bro.
Look at that right there. Everybody out there jealous, bro.
Bro, what?
It's for you, bro.
What?
There you go.
This is pajamas.
Hey, you put it
this
on,
This is,
bro.
Put them on.
Snuggie.
Oh. Well, as for what we talked about, what you're going to do in 40 minutes.
There you go, bro.
We do role-playing, bro. There you go. There put you inside role-play.
Tennessee Titans. Huddler, bro.
Wow.
It's like a Snuggie.
Wow.
But for Tennessee Titan fans, obviously.
Unbelievable.
I seen that. I said, I never got you a present. I need to get this for DJ Zach Morris, bro.
Oh, bro.
Tennessee Titans Huddler.
Unbelievable.
Well, you're welcome.
There you go.
Sorry,
there you go.
Welcome,
okay.
I expect
Thank you
to
very
wear
much,
that
bro.
One of these days.
I gonna wear them, bro. You gonna see.
First game of the season, bro. You put that on. I don't care where you are. Pine and Jig, you put that on, bro.
Pine and Jig, I'll wear that. Pine and Jig.
Walk in, what?
I'm like, why? What you looking at?
Don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. You wish you had one.
Yes.
But I saw it, and I seen it at Ross's.
We've been at Ross a lot lately, so.
And I said, you know what? I gotta get this. I seen it. I was like, dude. You know where I found it? In Hawaii Kai one, bro.
Really?
Never had one anywhere else?
Why Hawaii Kai?
And I was seeing them and I was like, bro, dude, this is Zach Morris. And the thing is, I was hoping that they won.
Yeah.
I was so wanting them to win.
Of course, well.
But.
The local
anyway,
boy.
Get back to it.
All right. They win.
It's a Merry Christmas.
Brother Marcus, thank you very much. Brother Marcus, in my opinion, and I think you can agree, he became a true Samoan after that game, the Kansas City game.
Yeah.
He made the block. And, you know, the whole pass to himself, you know what? It's overrated, bro. The only thing, I mean, it was a lucky play. It was a great awareness by Marcus to catch the ball back and dive in. So that's great. But that doesn't show, the block showed true Samoan. He's back.
True Polynesian, bro. True Samoan.
True his shoulder in there. And he's been hurt with that hurt shoulder.
It's crazy, yeah.
He took out the guy to get the extra yardage, to get the first down, get the game.
In there, that steroids, the extra Palosami juice.
That's right, bro. Does wonders, bro.
Brat.
Yes, right. sweet potato juice, pickle juice. So then we fast forward to the Patriots game. Now, everybody was telling me, yeah, they get chance. They all get chance. I'm like, bro, it's in New England.
Yeah, you're the only person, bro.
It's in New England. And what happened, I was not surprised. I mean, I was a little even more sad than usual because one of their top offensive linemen, Jack Conklin was his name, he got taken out. He got torn ACL. Oof. And where were they? They sacked him 8 times.
Ooh.
And if you looked at where they sacked him, it was all in that side where he was.
2 times that I watched, I did see Mariota get sacked.
They, on top of that, the coaching staff didn't readjust their plays to like, okay, we see them coming over there. Let's put another tight end over there. Right. Let's double up over there. No. So the coaching staff, once again, comes into play. Don't know what they're doing. Offensive coordinator don't know what the hell they're doing. And thus, Mike Mularkey, the very next day, Sunday they were going to give him an extension. Monday, then all of a sudden, they meet with him. Basically, what happened was they wanted him to get rid of his coordinators, and he did not want to do so.
Wow.
That's the only thing I can fathom.
Right.
The creative differences there. So, therefore, they have let him go.
All right, bro. It's new season. New reason, new treasons, new lesions.
Let's get some lesions now because now they're looking for a coach again.
Well, they haven't hired one yet.
And
I think he went in there and they asked him, okay, this is what happened.
Yeah.
What are you going to do that doesn't happen again? I think he just didn't get the right answers and probably didn't want to fire nobody.
He didn't want to fire anybody.
So, like, you know what? You out.
Exactly.
Which I'm glad they did that because look at the Bengals.
Well, it's his third coach in 4 years. We have to remind ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good but not great move. This is Marcus's third coach in 4 years. The players like playing for him. They didn't give up playing for Mularkey. They liked him.
Right.
They didn't check out. They tried their best and their hardest, which is what the best you can ask for. It's just he was stuck in his times. He was stuck in the old ways. He didn't want to change with the times.
Who's the top hires?
Okay, well, you got guys like they're going to talk to the Texans defensive coordinator, who's Mike Vrabel, former Patriot.
Vrabel, yeah.
John Robinson, the GM, is a former Patriots office guy.
Wow.
So that's the connection. You've got the guy from the Rams, the offensive coordinator for the Rams, who helped Jared Goff.
Yeah.
His name is Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur.
Young guy. You got the guys in Philly. You got the defensive coordinator. Jim, may the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, there you go.
And then Filippo.
Oh.
No relation to Black Eyed Peas.
Hey.
He's the offensive coordinator. He's a quarterback's coach. So then that's another thing. You could bring those two in. Jim Schwartz used to be a Titans defensive coordinator back in the day. You could bring those guys. But they can't talk to them because the Eagles are still in the playoffs. Rams are out. You can talk to them. You can talk to the Texans. You can't talk to the Patriots just yet. Josh McDaniels, because they're still in the playoffs. So you got to wait.
Never mind Josh McDaniels, bro.
I don't think Josh McDaniels either.
No, don't take that guy. Man.
I changed my mind on him.
Lose money, bro.
Correct. So that's where it stands. We're rebuilding again.
Mm.
And John Robinson, the GM, wants his own guy. He inherited Mularkey. So I'm thinking, okay, this is the final piece. Get the guy they want.
So Vrabel looks kind of like promising.
Maybe, but they need to.
He's an offensive mind, though.
Exactly. They need to guide Marcus because he is somewhat of a broken quarterback right now. He's regressed.
Kind of gonna end up like Luck.
He's regressed. Luck has got some issues, too.
Yeah, because his quarterback.
He's just injured. He's got strange injuries. Right. Yeah. So that's the deal with the Titans. I don't know. Okay.
Any kind.
So then we go right to the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Of Houston. Bro. Here we go, bro.
Just the other day on Monday night, the Rockets were playing the Los Angeles Clippers. That's right. Playing the Los Angeles Clippers of LA Live. And in case you guys didn't know about this, you guys have probably seen this on SportsCenter or whatnot. There was altercations everywhere.
Yes.
Blake Griffin pushed D'Antoni.
Reminds me of the 80s, bro.
Yes. D'Antoni told him, F off. Right? Malice in the Palace? That was in the Palace of Auburn.
No, I mean, this one was in
This was in Clippers. This was in Staples Center. Yes.
The staple in the.
What?
I'm trying to think of a rhyme here.
Oh, staple in the grapele? Staple, no maple.
The staple in the.
Staple your thigh?
The label in the
staple. Staple your balls. were staples maybe involved, but
sorry about that.
Austin Rivers not playing,
bro, that guy's
talking
a,
crap.
That guy's a loser, bro.
So the word on the street was what he said to get him to get the thing enticed is he said to Chris Paul something about his wife.
Oh, bro, I didn't do that.
So that incited Ariza to back up Chris Paul and be like, what the hell are you talking? Why are you talking all this trash? So he was the most, he was the aggressor, Ariza, because these guys were talking trash from the bench. And you got Pat Beverly right there.
Right.
Pat Beverly, former Rocket.
Pat Beverly should have clotheslined.
Who?
Rivers.
All right, well.
Put him in a headlock. Young boy, shut up.
Well.
First of all, one, you suck. Second of all, you're the coach's son.
Yeah.
So you're favorite. Third of all, you're on the bench, bro. And you're in plain clothes.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Be quiet. Sit down. You suck.
So that was the whole thing that started this whole thing. Well, Blake Griffin is a B-I-T-C-H as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're pushing a head coach and you're talking all this trash. On top of that, you have a guy not playing talking all this trash.
Did DeAndre Jordan, did he get to
he stayed out of it.
Did he say
okay, that? Well, funny you mentioned that.
Okay.
So DeAndre Jordan, ironically, the day after, in an interview, claimed that he now wants to be traded to Houston.
Ah.
He wants to go and play with his boy, Chris Paul.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's just a backlash of people just don't like Blake Griffin. And I think people don't like Austin Rivers and the son of Doc Rivers being together.
I don't like that either.
It's an awkward environment.
I just think Austin Rivers shouldn't even be in the league. I seen him play. He's not.
He's just an obnoxious.
$11 million is getting paid.
Correct. Yeah.
For nothing.
Playing with an overrated coach in Doc Rivers.
Overrated coach. He's hella overrated.
Yeah.
Austin Rivers. Now I realize that Blake is actually the cancer of the team.
He quite possibly is.
I can't really figure out why the Clippers could never get over the hump.
Right.
But probably Blake is the dude.
They should have traded Blake Griffin when they could have.
They could have, yeah.
They signed him out of desperation extension. And then you have Lou Williams, who is at 31. He's averaging 24 points a game.
Wow.
He is on fire. And Chris Paul in an interview said, yeah, he said that the go-to man is now Lou Williams.
Wow.
Which was a total shot fired at Blake.
Yeah.
And what's justifiable, Lou Williams is balling out. But it's crazy after he's been in the league like 14 years. He was like being in the league from, he was like one of the 18-year-olds.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of weird stuff going on. They haven't sanctioned what's going to happen to anybody yet. They haven't suspended or fined. I don't see a suspension.
You can't because nothing really happened.
Nothing happened. Except Blake Griffin crying to the LAPD.
That is so sad, dude.
Crying to the police. I mean, like, huh.
You check out
Charles Barkley and Shaq. Best thing ever. Best thing ever.
TNT talking about that.
The police.
Their ace off.
Police presence.
It's funny as heck.
Hilarious. Yes.
Makes total sense, bro.
So something's going to come out of that. That has not come out of that as per this recording. So we have that. What else happened? That was pretty much the two of heavy hitters.
That was your heavy hitters for you.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I liked it too.
What else is going on? Yes.
University of Hawaii basketball, bro.
They are hanging in there, bro.
They are 3-1 in this past 4-game stretch.
Right.
So they are second, 12-5 overall.
Yes.
In the Big West, they're second right now. They are 3-1 in the Big West. They won 3 games straight, 1 in the road, bro.
Yes. Drame.
Drame is actually doing pretty good.
I was watching. Drame was there.
Drame, actually pretty good, bro.
Yes.
Smooth. You know what my son calls him? Big Eyes.
He does. Indeed, he does. Yes.
Smooth Brother Drame is on the back.
He is ready.
Putting it on his back, bro.
So I mean, yeah.
Shout out to Gannat
for
doing it good. You know what I mean? I'm just saying this because UH basketball, they're gaining momentum. They have 6 more home games.
Yes.
And after that, Big West tournament.
Okay.
So they're 3-1, right? They lost to Long Beach. Long Beach still needs to play them here.
Correct.
And they're going to be playing UC Davis, which is a pretty, I think it's a, UC Davis might be a middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Let me check right now. But if not, Hawaii should be able to go, I say at least maybe. Shoot, man. Maybe one more loss, I think, in the Big West, man. Like,
then they're in?
Yeah, Davis everything? Is a.
Okay.
Davis is right now in the conference 2-1. So it's still.
Okay. Okay, very good.
So I think Hawaii should, I think, only maybe one more loss.
Okay.
That means it. But, you know, okay, here we go. Small conferences like this, mid-majors, they don't get an automatic berth.
Yes.
That's what sucks. The WAC and, well, WAC before. I think Mountain West, they get automatic berth.
So that's what we should stay. I did not know that.
And then automatic berth, and then you win the conference championship, then you get a berth.
I did not know this.
Big West, nope.
Got it.
So that's why it doesn't, technically, us doing good in the conference, as long as you don't place last, then you're good because you get into a tournament.
Right.
Anything happen.
Okay.
So that's what sucks about Hawaii is that you can do a really good, we could win the regular season title.
Right.
But nothing happens.
Got it. Got it. I did not know this.
And the only reason, okay. And the only way we could get it at large,
yeah,
is if we win the not the Rainbow Classic, the other tournament that we have, the ESPN.
Oh, the Bracket Buster thing?
Well, Bracket Buster, we don't even get invited to that.
Okay.
But the other tournament that we have at the stadium, at the Stan Sheriff, where Miami came down, Davidson. Oh. We have to win that tournament.
Okay.
And literally win the regular season to get any mention of at-large.
Oh, got it.
So I know I might be boring you guys, but white basketball watch is going to be hot.
I don't know this stuff. This is, yeah.
It's going to be hot soon. Everybody's going to be talking about it. Like that one year, they went to the tourney.
Yeah.
They made it past the first round.
Right.
So I'm just warning you guys, get on the train now. It's fine.
Yeah.
I welcome everybody on now. So,
yeah. Okay, well,
white basketball, it's fantastic.
Push the gas.
Talk about UH, we put a poll out there. So we got a new Mount Rushmore that's going on that we wanted people to kind of be interactive with. So Mount Rushmore of Hawaii, top four greatest quarterbacks. Okay. Do you know a top four off the top of your head?
Mine, yes. You want me to go with?
Yes, go with it.
All right. First one I gotta go with, that just comes to mind when you say this.
Garrett Gabriel, bro.
Oh,
bro.
No.
Garrett Gabriel. I'm gonna swerve you right now. Garrett Gabriel, because he was the guy I grew up with.
Pac 5's finest, bro.
Pac 5's finest. Shout out.
Shout out.
UH Lab. Mid Pack.
There you go, bro.
Marino.
Yeah.
And I don't know the other two.
Any kind, small school, Catholic okay. school.
Okay, there you go. Lutheran.
Lutheran, yeah.
I think everything, so, yeah.
University,
yeah.
Lutheran.
I got four, okay.
And
yeah.
Bro, that's like, he is what made Hawaii great, bro, those years.
He was a great local guy.
Yeah.
Threw the ball well. They beat BYU. So, that was it.
And his son is playing for Milani now.
Yes.
And he's supposed to be.
Correct. You know,
The next.
Correct.
So I had that too.
Okay, we got.
Okay, my next one is going to be Timmy Chang, bruh.
I got to go with that too. Yeah. As much as people say about bad stuff about him and whatever, he's got to be in there.
Boy, bruh.
Yeah. He got the record, the pass record.
Timmy Chang. Okay, the only thing I had a problem with him, he's kind of soft, dude.
Yes, that was his downfall.
He's kind of a folder.
Yes.
When I say a folder, when it's like get hit.
He's injury prone.
Like, oh, you can see him kind of like, I almost doing Michael Jackson.
Right.
So I say Timmy Chang because, bro, he slang that ball. You know what I mean? A lot of plays. But I just thought if he was a little tougher.
Yes.
Around the edges, maybe he would be in the league. But he's doing good. I think Timmy Chang is coaching in the Canadian League. I could be wrong. So Timmy Chang.
He is, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's coaching them.
Okay.
Yeah. You have the third one?
Okay, so I have Gary Gabriel. I have Timmy Chang.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I have those two guys. And then from there,
It.
But I wanted to put this guy in because no one talks about him. Jason Gesser,
bro. Oh, bro, St. Louis.
St. Louis' own former Tennessee Titan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
former
right.
Tennessee Titan, Jason Gesser. He was there in the preseason.
What college you went to, bro?
What college you went to? Washington State.
All right, the Cougars.
I don't know college.
Yeah, Cougars, right?
Okay, yeah.
He did good, bro. He was a great quarterback.
He was a great quarterback, and
he
got cut, but
back then.
Yeah, he didn't make the roster.
I remember him on that. Yeah, I remember on that. Did they draft him, or was it a free agency?
They drafted him late round.
That was an era, man, of St. Louis quarterbacks. It's like Timmy Chang, Darnell Arsenal, Joe Lane.
Wow.
Yeah, just like boom, quarterback.
Darnell Arsenal, I remember him. Yes.
Yeah, Darnell Arsenal. He is. I think he's a coach for Punahou basketball or football. Yeah, weird. St. Louis.
Two sports stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, so you had, you had him. I didn't have him.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you mine's.
Okay.
Here we go. Mackenzie Milton, bruh.
You mentioned him not too long ago.
Yes, there you go.
Why?
Yes.
Bruh, undefeated season, bruh, in college.
You can't go wrong with that.
Okay. For a guy that came from Mililani, which is now my new hometown.
True, yes.
You're going to know about the Mililani people?
And he killed it when he was in Mililani.
Yeah.
He went away to Central Florida.
Right.
Which is I thought was like a bad move at first.
Right.
But I think Scott Frost was his head coach, which is now the coach in Nebraska. Because Scott Frost was at Oregon. That's where he wanted him originally.
Right.
Got to start and boom.
That's
history.
It.
Perfect season. Technically, the national champion.
And you talked about him not too long ago. So, yes. There you go.
Homegrown talent, bro. That was my,
there you
was
go.
My third one.
Okay.
Okay, you have a fourth one?
Fourth one. Well, no surprise. I got to go with Brother Marcus. I got to put him in there because I got him. Just out of support and support. Local people support local people.
Yeah.
So, Brandamakis. That's it. As much as it's up and down, as much as how I feel about him right now, Brandamakis.
He's not my fourth. But I'd say yes to that because he's one of the successful ones that made it from Hawaii in college to the pros. Can anybody else name? Well, maybe there's one back in the 60s or something. I don't know. Maybe we're missing somebody. Like Tommy Kalakakui or something like that. You know who that is?
Who? Which one?
Tommy Kalakakui.
Wow.
Yeah. It's all kind of guys in the days before we were born.
I did not know this.
That like played like that kind of stuff. Am I saying the name right? I don't know. But let's just go with it. So yeah, you can say him. I say cool. But he's the only successful one in our era that went from high school to college to the pros and is a starting quarterback.
He's still
top
starting,
20
yes.
quarterback in NFL? 10? 15?
Top 20.
20, okay.
Yep.
Okay, and to round it off for me is Andrew Manley, brah.
Wow.
Lele Hua's finest. You know who Andrew Manley is?
No, I do not.
Okay, Andrew Manley, he came in as a freshman, I think, or sophomore.
Okay.
Lele Hua at that time, brah, they were like Kalani. But they built the program up. Andrew Manley slinging the ball in. Made it to the state championships and they played Kamehameha schools, bruh, and they lost.
Oh.
But Andrew Manley, I remember, a great quarterback. He ended up playing for New Mexico State, I think it was.
I do not know who this is. You keep up with the high school people and the kids and the colleges.
Andrew Manley, bruh, here we go.
I don't know, bruh.
Boom.
Bruh, he's on Portuguese.
Eastern Illinois.
You on Portuguese, bruh. Where are you born? Why not?
There you go.
Wahiwa. He looks like a Wahiwa.
Wahiwa.
Yeah.
Lele Hua.
Yeah.
Killed it. Came in as like a freshman, I remember.
Right.
I was watching this OC16.
Right.
Killed it. Andrew Manley. I wish he would have went to Hawaii, but I think Hawaii had somebody else at that time. He could sling the ball. Shout outs. So before we end this segment real quick, we're just going to give a shout out to some people. Everybody kind of had ours. The same as us. The only difference was maybe Tua. We didn't say Tua.
Too early.
My man Burrow said Tua because it's national championship.
True.
I guess so, yeah. I just think he's got a lot more to... No, that's a good point. It's a good debate. Tua belongs.
A lot of people said the same thing as us except for Tua.
Because I just think because it was like a quick... Came out of nowhere.
Mariota, Milton, under the Giants side, Mariota, Milton, Tua, Gad Gabriel. Burrows, Mariota, Tua, Milton, Chang. Galutau, Mariota, Milton, Tua, Timmy. And yes, Michael Carter did go to Long Beach Poly. My bad. Irwin said Mariota, Gabriel, Milton, Timmy. And yeah, Milton. So pretty much the same for everybody. Timmy Chang, Tua, Jason Gesser, Darnell Arsenal. From my man Kalai. Garrett Gabriel, Inoki Funaki, Andrew Manley, honorable mentions. That's a few listed off. So Hawaii's top four, born and raised quarterbacks, sleep time's over. We're going to go to a break and come back with a new segment. We're going to interview. This is season 7, episode 1.
Speaking Easy with David Newman.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Strangers in paradise, hobo flash, sugar cane alley, scat, slow in parade with the black space, Cavassier, spilling on the rocks, intoxicating the satin dolls for this private
don't
day.
Don't stop to the midnight, this glass got me right, only left low light, then drowning the Modon, on to
the disco. Cisco got me laced. Scorch a half a court, then he and Jay get chased. Bronx vigilantes, call us Big Willis. Diamond Crook Avengers, Sheba Dar Stillis.
Give me session, daddy. A 21 confess a salute for the Africana. Midnight Express, how we do? Hold my razors, buku. Jiggers and figures are coolie faces, shadow boxes. Undercover faggot lovers, dig my satin shred this. Coolie highway, but on the sky, from when the fly.
Sleep time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season 7, episode 1.
Season premiere.
Season premiere, bro.
Finally, we have the gentleman known as Dave Thor Newman.
Hey,
there you go. We're speaking easy with Dave Thor Newman. There you go.
Welcome to
the
that's
the
name
show.
Of, that's what we thought of for the name of the
podcast. Pretty good.
Yeah. It might work. Okay, so Harry's, the debut. We gave a little history earlier in the show, so I gave a little backstory of you so we can just bypass that.
Okay.
And go right to the whole meat of this whole thing. Harry's, what is the, if for someone that does not know the cocktail scene, that does not know what a speakeasy is right off the bat.
So me.
Like this gentleman right here. Brother don't drink. Okay, so if you were to explain to this guy, this Hawaiian, what a speakeasy is. How would you do it?
If you don't drink, there's no such thing as a speakeasy.
There you go.
There you go. It's not for you. Now, so we just have a back room during Prohibition. Clearly you weren't allowed to drink. Most places had a facade of something else. A lot of them were pharmacies. Some were bookstores. Ours is a hardware store. And it's just a back room. We do a lot of really elevated cocktail fun stuff here. And we're just trying to have fun with it.
So elevated cocktail. What is a cocktail? What is an elevated cocktail?
So we're just trying to do everything one notch above where it was being done before. So we're barrel aging cocktails. We're hand chipping ice. We have a huge clear ice block on the back bar that we hand chip off of. If we're normally, say you'd make a really nice old fashioned with bullet bourbon or bullet rye, we're using like a rare, better whiskey like Eagle 10 here. So just making things just taste as good as we possibly can make them using the best ingredients.
Nice.
So, Kevin, I know you have a million questions of what he just said.
No, I just want to start drinking.
And I will be shocked if you do, but. If you could explain, okay, so Dave, like, here's a good question. But barrel-aged cocktails, like, what would that be? What does that mean?
So we take an entire cocktail. Right now we have about 4 of them running. We put it in a new charred oak barrel designed specifically for this and let it rest. And every few weeks we taste it and see if it's gotten to the point where we want it. And some of them have gone as long as 2 years and some of them are as short as 4 weeks.
Wow, so the current ones that you have on right now, you have 4.
Yeah.
What would be the ones you got right now?
And then we have ones coming, so they're going to rotate in as we run through. So we have a Oaxaca Old Fashioned. Oaxaca is where most of the mezcal is produced.
Right.
So that's mezcal, tequila, agave syrup, 2 kinds of bitters, and that one's been in for 8 weeks. It's tasting phenomenal. We have a 2-year barrel-aged Campari that we mix with Lillet Blanc, and we call that a ruby sliver because of color.
Okay, right.
Unfortunately, not reproducible unless we want to wait 2 more years.
Wow, really?
So when that one runs out shortly, it'll be gone for a while.
It's all made here, though.
Yeah.
By you.
Nice. I'm telling you, man. This is the guy.
That is awesome.
So what's the thought process of saying, okay, I'm going to barrel age this now. I'm going to go put these ingredients together. It's fascinating how you guys come up with this. It's the chemistry.
Bunch of drunkards. Like having fun. I mean... Yeah, it's having fun with taking something that we love and just pushing it a step further.
Right. So, always progressing it out.
Yeah. And then just what happens to the ingredients when you put them in the barrels is amazing. Things tend to get a little bit sweeter because they get a thicker mouthfeel. And that's always going to give you the perception of sweetness, even if it's not there. And it just brings out those barrel flavors, like a lot of vanillas, a lot of caramel flavors, some tobacco.
So is this anything like moonshining in a way?
No.
I watched that religiously like that. Is that kind of like the...
No, not exactly. Process is different.
Right.
We're not actually distilling anything. We don't have a distilling license. We're taking something that's previously made and making it better.
Okay.
Now, is the wood a factor for these barrels? Okay, yeah. What other type of wood?
So we are using charred New American oak. But we will reuse those barrels. So say if I did like a Negroni, which is gin, Campari, and sweet vermouth, put it in the barrel. The next drink that we put in there, we'd want like some of those Campari flavors to go into as well. So like a Boulevardier, which would be a whiskey version of that drink.
So can you get a Chiave barrel and make something from that?
You could. And it would pull out some of those Chiave flavors. I haven't seen any Chiave barrels on the market, but what we could do is get
chips.
Chips. Add them to another barrel. Nice.
Right, which segues into another type of style of cocktail that you're known for making is the smoked cocktails. We're literally using things such as smoke flavor. Nice. You obviously smoke like the smoked Manhattan.
Smoked Manhattan. We have a couple new smoked cocktails over here. It's something that's not been done for a while, but it brings a completely different element to the table, especially the aroma of fresh smoke. It's like drinking a cocktail next to a campfire.
Right, right.
It's pretty cool.
And since you guys have been open, what is the response been? How's it been in here? How's everything been flowing?
Response has been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because I'll get frustrated because, you know, all the small kinks of opening a new space.
Of course.
The music shuts off for 15 minutes and I lose my mind.
I've been there.
And in the scheme of things, it's really not a big deal.
Right.
But for me, I'm like, oh, it's terrible. It was a horrible night. But no, it's been amazing. People have been stoked. People have been trying to get reservations, so it's good.
So it's RSVP only?
We're taking some walk-ins when we have room, but I highly recommend.
So it's walk-ins like in-the-know kind of walk-ins? Yeah. How does that work?
So a lot of the bartenders that work up front or the servers will let, you know, our regulars know, like, hey, Harry's is open. You can go check it out.
Oh, nice.
Which comes to mind, if it is busy and you want to get in here, a classic line you can say to someone is that they know Dave Newman.
There it is.
That gets you really far.
It's into the bathroom stall.
Yeah. It gets you somewhere. And
your third stall on the right.
So it is. I'll bring this up because it is a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's not really, but it's comedy, and you're gonna get embarrassed. So there was an IG created.
Okay.
In honor of this gentleman.
Whoa.
Which was called...
Like a fan IG?
Yeah, I guess you could say it. Cult. But it was created... the I Know Dave...
Wow.
Instagram. Now, I don't know who created this thing.
Not Dave from Wendy's.
No, can't imagine. No idea what Yahoo would do this. But it was because of things of that nature where, like, you would ask if you were to get into some place, maybe such as a Pine and Jigger,
right,
such as here,
right,
busy, you want to get in, and you know how people name drop, you know, these weirdos. This is the man.
Oh, there you go.
This is it.
Drop the names.
Drop the name, and then you get rolling of the eyes, and then you'll see what happens.
Yeah. There should be a lot of eye rolling. You may get taken into the parking lot.
So that's kind of how that was. It was created as a joke because a lot of, you know, whenever you meet the typical, like, you're in a certain field, and you meet a younger guy who's trying to show his, you know, show a name drop and try to make like he's some kind of a thing. So, long story short, he came up to the Lord. Above, you know, the Lord?
The Lord.
Shout out,
Lord.
He went up and he said the classic line, "Do you know Dave?"
Wow.
Lord rolls his eyes. He says, "Yes, I do. He's over there." He was at this event. He was so frustrated. The Lord jumped into the water, destroyed his cell phone.
Nice.
Because of this Yahoo kid.
Cooling off.
And was like, you know what? This is it. We need to create this in honor. Wow. Yes. So there you go. That was it. So.
Ben's a phenomenal bartender and, I always enjoy sitting with him. So for someone like him and you to create this wonderful Instagram, it's actually pretty cool.
Well, it's a joint venture.
There's others working with him. They'll remain nameless. He, she's, and everything.
Right.
But it was really, in all seriousness, as stupid as this is, it was a thing to honor yourself, sir.
It really was.
And look at the followers. They just keep in droves. They're coming. It's sheep, I think. But yeah.
Do you follow it? Do you look at it?
I do.
It?
He does. He's on.
Nice.
I gotta appreciate the abuse.
Got it.
I have no flattering pictures on this Instagram. It's great.
You still look great. You look fantastic.
I mean, there might be a leak of the show there on there.
Yeah, we never know. Who knows? Yeah. They'll be wondering what's that all about.
Who knows? Who am I coming in? He's sniping over here.
Exactly. Gotta get some photos of me up there with your t-shirt on.
That is correct. Yes. We got a lot of ideas.
Talk to that person over there. Ooh. DM. Slide into DM.
We'll talk to somebody to slide into the DM.
Tell me the name of the place, this place here.
What
is the significance?
Yeah, what was the reason for Harry's?
Okay, so Harry's Hardware Emporium. My family has always had, on my dad's side, has always had liquor stores or bars. And my great-great-great-grandpa in Erie, Pennsylvania, his name was Harry Newman, owned a liquor store called Harry's.
Cool.
So this is a tribute to him. And then there's two huge figures in the cocktail history, the canon of cocktails that are also named Harry. Harry Craddock, Savoy Cocktail Book, and then Harry McElhone. So between the three Harrys, we thought it was pretty fitting.
Nice.
But we never had anything to do with hardware. I don't know where that came from.
That's going to be my next question. Yeah. Okay. What was the reason for that?
I mean, we needed a facade.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, God, it'd be so cool to throw some old tools outside and just run with this. I can't believe I'm about to tell you guys this story. So I actually concepted this bar in Los Angeles over 20 years ago.
Wow.
So I was living in L.A., had a business partner, and we were going to open this bar in downtown L.A. I was on my way to sign the lease for the spot. We were going to build it out. And my business partner calls me, and he's like, hey, we got to talk. When we went to Vegas 3 weeks ago, I slept with your girlfriend.
Ooh.
And I'm in love with her, and I don't think you deserve her.
What?
So I pulled over on the side of the 405 freeway. I'm screaming at him. I was trying to make the decision, like, am I still going to sign this lease and make it my business? And I didn't. So I've been thinking about doing this bar for 2 decades.
And then you bounced to Hawaii.
Unreal.
I came to Hawaii 11 years ago. Worked for Nobu. Opened Pint about 6 years ago. Almost now.
Wow.
Wow. So
this was a long time
to me. To say the least. All right.
So this is more your brainchild than your ex-partner. Was it kind
this was my baby back in the day, and then I explained it to my current partners, and they fell in love with the idea, and the space came open from Gulik Deli, and we just jumped on it.
And so, any other speakeasies in Hawaii?
Yeah, we got a highbrow room. They don't like to be called a speakeasy, but the space is awesome, and Brad Miller is amazing, and then in Kailua, they got the gas lamp,
right.
So, named after, I guess, the famous cocktail district in San Diego.
San Diego.
Right. Which I haven't been to yet, but I need to get out there.
Right. I don't know if anybody's gone. Well, it's in Kailua. Like, you know, who's going to really want to go, quite frankly? I mean, if we're living in town and we're going to drive out there to go drink,
that's an expensive Uber.
Correct. That's not going to happen. Kailua, you guys can hang out, enjoy. So, what do you think is the general public as far as they're warming up to this idea of the speakeasy. Now, you know, the typical local guys are going to say a couple things about what's going on in here. First of all, they're going to ask, oh, get food a lot. And then they're going to ask, can get Moscow Mule a lot. Not knowing the complexity of what's going on. They will say, and they will say, oh, what, after that. But what do you tell those guys? How do you bring those in? Is that even the kind of crowd you want?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so fun for us to take something that we love and share with
people.
So we do make Moscow Mules.
Right.
There is food. And maybe a Moscow Mule, like, for seasoned cocktail drinking, you're not going to think that that's, like, oh, like a real amazing cocktail. It's a great drink. And maybe that leads into a penicillin.
Right.
You know, another ginger sweeter-based drink that's an amazing drink created by Sam Ross. I
mean, right.
Absolutely super cool. But for us, just exposing people to what we love is amazing. I think that goes for everybody in every field.
Correct. Yes, exactly. You want to educate.
Absolutely.
And that's it?
I mean, I'm sure if you could get me to start working out, you'd feel good about that.
Well, of course, right.
That's not going
to keep you alive.
That's not going to happen.
Speaking of alive.
Another time. But I mean, that's perfectly said. I mean, look at anything, your line of work, everyone's line of work. Yeah. You want to educate the novice.
Absolutely.
You want to interest the novice to educate in the long run. So, yeah.
Yeah. And drinking's fun. I mean, it's social. It's fun. We get to meet amazing people.
Right.
And so we're just trying to create another environment that's maybe a little bit different. You know, maybe we don't have electronic dartboards and a shuffleboard table, which we have fine. But we just is more like, which I love about this space is like people are actually putting their cell phones down. You're engaging with each other. It's a little quieter. You're having a conversation that feels like a throwback, which is really neat. So we'll watch couples come in a Pint and Jigger, and they won't even talk to each other because they're on the phone the entire time.
That's true.
And they come over here, and they actually engage. It's really neat.
Case in point, myself and my wife.
Hey!
So, you know, when do we talk? Who knows? But
we can text.
We can text. Only so many things we can type. But there are certain speakeasies in the mainland that would have a rule that would be specifically, do not pull out your cell phone. Do not text. What do you say to things like that with specific rules like that?
I mean, I appreciate that. I don't feel like Hawaii is the right place for that.
Yeah.
You know, like dress code. We have, one bar on the island that has a really strict dress code, Lures Lounge.
That's right.
Yeah, you can come down here and be dressed up and match what the bartenders are wearing, and people probably have a little bit better time doing so, but you can also come down casual and enjoy. I don't want to force too many rules on people unless it starts affecting other guests.
Right.
So.
Right. Because there's one, Bourbon and Branch. Right. I remember one that is in San Francisco. That's a speakeasy.
Dress code.
A lot of rules.
Rules.
A lot of
rules. Rules.
Yeah. No texting. No, literally no talking loud.
No photography.
No photography, right. They didn't want to take pictures of the drinks or anything like that. Yeah. It was funny. I was there, and that was during the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Well, interesting. Oh,
and we were there in San Francisco as this was going on. And so I want to find out what's going on in the fight. So I'm like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I'm out in the bathroom just sitting there watching the stream and the thing. I can't go outside. They're going to go and yell at me.
With all the other guests.
Yeah.
And people were pulling their phones out. So I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. But the concept, with that place did not have food. So let's talk about the food regarding. What was your take on the menu? What was your decision of how you were going to craft the menu for eating?
We wanted to do a little bit elevated menu from what we were doing at Pine Jigger. And our chef just hit the ball out of the park. So he's done some awesome things. We feature fresh oysters, whatever we can get that's the best for that week we'll run with.
Yeah.
So we've got some great stuff from Washington, Kumamoto's.
Caviar.
Caviar is on the menu. Really good Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
That is phenomenal, yes.
Smoked Opa Christini is really good. So,
yes.
So Chef Corey Kasparovich is just killing it.
Food is good, man. For you to get a Moscow meal.
Let's break, bro. Open the shop, close the shop, come back.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, are you a caviar fan?
You know what? I've never tried caviar.
Really? So for someone that has never tried the whole caviar experience with the champagne, what's your take on how is there some way to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think if you're going to do it, you know, it's a bucket list thing. Like, sit down, have some champagne, caviar, celebrate something.
There you go. Wife would love that.
I bet. Yeah.
I mean, champagne's great because every time you open a bottle, you're celebrating something.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's awesome.
What kind of types of caviar are there? What do you offer? Like, is it just one certain kind or is it two different?
So, I mean, I'm a little spoiled from having worked at Nobu for so long. So we went with the best, the Ocetra caviar.
Okay.
So that is like the top of the top. And then we do a white sturgeon just because we tasted through it. I was like, dollar for dollar, it's amazing.
You're a fan of caviar?
I've tried it. I mean, I will do it again.
Right.
I just don't know the proper way to do it.
Oh.
As far as I've just had it by itself. I haven't had it with the champagne aspect.
Or vodka. It's really nice with just incredibly cold vodka.
Is there, with the caviar, do you eat it with something you put it on? What specifically you put it on? Or do you do it straight?
Chef came up. Normally you do it on what's called a blini. It's basically a little pancake, but he's doing a buckwheat one, and it works really well. Because you don't want anything with too much flavor, because you really want to focus on just the taste of the fish.
Mm. Right.
And then we do the typical side accoutrements. People love it with just diced up egg, onions.
Oh, okay. There you go. Would you do that?
Sounds romantic.
Maybe we sit right here.
You and me. Hey.
Dim the lights. Yeah.
Put your wife right there.
She'll be filming it too while we're eating.
Celebrate.
What are they doing over there?
Yeah.
Exactly. So on top of that, you have a lot of the entrees are like smaller, but no, you have the steak sandwich is a big entree.
Steak sandwich is sort of what we're getting known for. So the Philly cheesesteak.
Do you cocktail pair these things out, or is it?
We can
go that far, yeah.
We can. We worked on, you know, for the, like, obviously for the caviar and the oysters and pairing. So, oysters come with a little taste of a muscadet, which is a dry French white wine. And the soil that it's grown in is actually fossilized mollusk shells. So, it pairs amazingly well with oysters.
Wow.
So, we did work on some of the pairings, but bartenders here are very well versed in creating things that will match the food.
Different bartenders from.
Most of the guys are working both sides.
Okay.
It's fun to work in t-shirt and jeans and just sling drinks over there and then come over here and slow it down a little bit and spend more time actually chatting with each guest.
That's
cool. Is this a place that you can take the wife out? Would you guys come
she'd
in from the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wife's going to like it here?
Oh, she'll love it.
Yeah. There's no rice, so I don't know what...
Yeah, you don't need the rice, bro. I get the caviar. I'm good to go,
there
bro.
There you go, right. Just laugh.
Caviar
laugh
the whole and alcohol, night. Good to go, bro. She loves it when I drink. That's why. So it's like...
It's always good to see Hawaiians drinking.
Yeah, no, not too much.
So as far as this layout, and now if you remember, Kevin, this should be a lot of things in the past.
Right, yeah.
Besides, before Gulik, as far as transformation of this, what was your vision as far as the layout? Like, for example, we're going to go tour later, the gold ceiling. Now, what does that symbolize? What is that taken from?
So the gilded ceiling, I think, just really brought the room together.
Okay.
we were trying to create a space that looked like 1925 New Orleans or Chicago.
Yeah.
And these old hotel bars all used to have the gilded ceiling. So we wanted to incorporate that. It's a rustic, antique-looking wallpaper.
Right. Think back to that era.
Yeah. The 1930s poker table with the chandelier.
Yeah.
Is poker played here?
Oh, no. Like, Mission frowns upon these things, and we would never, ever do anything to upset the league.
Nice.
Good answer.
Yes.
You can get raided, bro. What are you doing? We're Katani.
Speak easy, bro.
Well, yeah, gotta be quiet then. Everybody shut up. But, yes. Great layout. We're gonna do the little video tour, I guess, from the beginning to end of how do you get in here, right? So, you have no idea of how this works, right?
No idea.
You live in Milan, you don't know what.
Ideas don't know. No, I only work on the street 6 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. He's right across from you. Go figure, right? So yeah, so we're gonna take a break then, and then I guess
you can do the tour.
We will go on the tour. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's figure this out. All right.
Sleep time's over. Season 7, Episode 1.
You're speaking easy with Dave.
There you go.
Okay, everyone. So we didn't sign off on the show. We immediately went to the video tour. The video tour you're going to see on our YouTube channel. Just go to Sleep Time's Over on YouTube. And we're going to have the complete video tour where we tour Harry's, go through all the steps you got to do. But we didn't sign off. So for the people that like us saying goodbye and not just abruptly ending, we're just going to be... That was the end of the show, basically. So we'd like to thank Square Barrels, our new sponsor, Earl Kai McKee, Pro Camera Hawaii. Check us out on Facebook page, Sleep Time's Over at Instagram as well. And be sure to check out the YouTube channel because we're going to have exclusive, I'll post clips up as well on the Instagram, but you're going to have to see the exclusive tour, exclusive to YouTube. So be sure to check that out and check you out next week.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.